Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
More than 5,000 flights across the country have been canceled because of the blizzard that is bearing down on the Northeast. JetBlue, American Airlines, and Delta have each called off several hundred flights, and United says it's nixing all travel in and out of Philadelphia, New York, and Boston. A number of airlines are allowing travelers to reschedule without additional fees, a nice gesture perhaps, but don't think that the airlines can't afford it right now. With oil prices so low, you've been noticing at the pump, drivers have been getting a big reprieve. The airlines have too, and yet ticket prices are still very high. Seth Kaplan is managing partner at the magazine Airline Weekly. He's with us from Fort Lauderdale. Seth, welcome back.
Hi, Jeremy.
So what's going on here? Why is it that even with oil prices going down and gas prices going down, that airline ticket prices aren't going down? They certainly go up when the price of oil goes up.
Yeah, and ironically, the fact that you mentioned gas prices going down, that could even be part of the problem because, you know, consumers have let's face it, so much more disposable income now to spend that they're doing it on things like, air travel. And so back on the supply side, and this in the end is supply and demand economics, you know, airlines, like a lot of businesses, don't really just kind of add up all the costs of everything and then tack on something extra for their profit. Really, what all these businesses are trying to do is just charge as much as people are willing and able to pay. And actually, that used to be to the detriment of airlines. I mean, a decade ago, when fuel prices were going up, they were the ones who were frustrated saying, you know, we can't get people to pay anymore for airfares. And so many of them actually ended up filing for bankruptcy, and that started a big restructuring, you know, the mergers and all those fees that everybody hates that have taken us to where we are today, which is that airfares are quite a bit higher. And so airlines are simply charging what people are willing to pay, and the fact that their own costs have dropped just adds to their profits.
But wouldn't one airline decide, you know what, maybe everybody else is going to do this, but I'm going to bring in all the customers by lowering my prices to the lowest I can possibly do and still make money and steal all the business?
You know, it might sound a little funny to say it, but they almost can't do it because flights are so full right now, even at these high airfares. So, you know, if airlines all of a sudden just started cutting fares, literally there wouldn't be enough seats on the plane to accommodate all that demand. The only way airfares would drop in the longer term, and this is something that could happen, is if airlines, again, just sort of going back to basic supply and demand economics, if they start adding seats, either if existing airlines say, you know what, now with these lower fuel prices, we can manage to profit with lower fares, so let's go ahead and grow some more. Let's hire some new employees at the bottom end of the wage scale, which has the benefit of bringing down average wage costs. And in turn, that added supply would, in fact, push down airfares. And so, by the way, would owe a new entrant into the marketplace. You know, these lower fuel prices and rather high fares might have somebody out there thinking, you know, I'm going to go ahead and start that airline that I wouldn't have started a year or two ago. And that new competition and just new seats in the marketplace, that in turn would bring down airfares.
Do you expect that's going to happen, that there's going to be a new airline popping up?
You know, it's an interesting question. Certainly, you can imagine people thinking of that. You know, their airline shares, just of the existing airlines, are rather high right now. It's a hot sector for people who like to invest. And you know, cheap fuel and high airfares are a pretty good environment. On the other hand, the incumbent airlines now are so much bigger than they used to be because of all those mergers that even the smallest airlines are rather big. And that's pretty daunting. If you're going to go start a new airline with 5 or 10 airplanes, you know, and you're looking at an industry where even the smallest airlines have, you know, 50, 60, 70 airplanes, hard to get the economies of scale necessary to compete. But it would not surprise me at all if somebody's out there trying to figure out how to do it.
So is this the nightmare scenario then that consumer advocates were warning about when United was merging with Continental, when Delta and Northwest got together, when American Airlines and US Airways got together, when all these airlines were consolidating, that there just wouldn't be enough competition, prices would go up, and even when the airlines get a break like lower fuel prices, they don't pass it on to consumers?
Well, you know, everything's relative. You know, no question, for the first time in history, really, airfares have, in the past few years, been rising in real terms. You know, for a century, airfares did nothing but decline relative to inflation. And that was great for consumers, you know, not so good for airline investors, nor for, you know, the tens of thousands of employees, you know, who are always being furloughed when the airlines were struggling to survive. So yeah, the balance has shifted back in airlines' favor. But, you know, for perspective, even these airline profits that they've been reporting lately, which by their own standards are very good, you know, they're nothing compared to the profits that other industries would report. You know, Delta this week reporting, you know, excellent fourth quarter profits. Nothing that would make, Google or you know, other technology companies jealous. You know, the airline industry is still a tough industry, still a very labor intensive industry where you need a lot more employees to produce a lot less revenue than other industries. So they're doing well by their own standards. And certainly we as consumers are paying more than we were back when, you know, airlines were all bankrupt, and that's why they were bankrupt, because, you know, we basically weren't paying them enough for them to profit. But still a pretty good deal in historical terms. Airfare is still lower than they have been for most of history, but yeah, certainly higher than they were several years ago.
Absolutely. I want to ask you about one more thing before we let you go. Delta decided in 2012 to buy an oil refinery because oil prices were so high. They thought, well, we'll just get into that game and that'll help us cope with high prices. Now people are saying that was a little risky then. Now it looks idiotic. How do you see that?
Yeah, in retrospect, certainly a less good idea than it was, just as Delta's very heavy fuel hedges, you know, essentially pre-purchasing fuel at levels that fuel was at, you know, that also has not turned out so well. American, for example, another very successful airline, has a very different philosophy. American, not only do they not go around buying oil refineries, they don't even hedge fuel. You know, they say, you know, we're an airline, not a trading firm, and we're just going to pay what fuel is. And that has certainly worked out in their favor. You know, obviously, if fuel prices had gone a different direction, we'd all be talking about how smart Delta was and how stupid American was. But certainly, in retrospect, yes. Although Delta is doing very well, it would have certainly been doing better today had it not had all those fuel hedges, and probably been doing better as well if it hadn't purchased that fuel refinery.
That's Seth Kaplan with Airline Weekly. Seth, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jeremy.
So what have these higher airline ticket prices meant for you? Have you put off travel that you otherwise would have taken? Have you decided to just keep everything as is and you've paid the higher fares, even though it sounds like from what Seth is saying, the airlines could very easily afford to cut those fares if they wanted to, if they had the incentive to? Let us know what you've done at hereandnow.org.